Any question?
One simple question. We are in the middle of a story. What's that story about?
About the lion and the hare. The lion and the rabbit.
Lion and a rabbit.
About necessitarianism and self-effort.
The lion actually is the king of the jungle, right?
Yes.
That's an illusion. What jungle are we talking about? You. Yeah. It's a jungle. There is something that is a little odd to notice. When something finishes, you tell me. When something finishes, good silly question, no?
I don't think I've heard your question.
I repeat it. When something is finished. Everybody understood the question?
No.
The question is,
no.
When is something finishes.
No, or you mean, when is something finished?
When something will be finished.
Move on to the next story.
Never. Nothing finishes. Always something starts and will add to the collection. Look at the humanity. When cave living finished, you tell me, you young ladies. No, we have the cave living people in Philippines. Yeah, they are before fire. They don't know about fire. You know, it's for about 14 years that a couple of scientists, they tried so hard to keep the location secret. Because the other people are tourists, they want to contaminate. We observe them, but we have no contact with them. They are there. When nomadic life finished, go to Iran, you are still there, and they are nomadic. That's what it is. Nothing finishes. Everything will be born to change the equation a little bit. And it's there. Because something happens, then the consequence is always there. Right? That's how life is. Do you know when life started? Exactly no. How? No idea. But we know one thing. It started once. Never ended. It's always the same. The bacterial, which are the simplest form we know, they're still here and they're ruling actually. You know that they're ruling the earth. Who is governing your life? The bacteria in your stomach will eat. Yeah, you will use their feces. That's what it is. Life is like that. Life is this. Complicated stuff. We started with the bacteria, and the bacteria is still there. The rest is added to it. Nothing will come to an end. There is only one end, which should look like that one beginning we could imagine or we think of. We don't know. Knowing knowledge has a definition. We don't know really what life is. We guess that maybe some bacterial forms, they dropped from the sky here and they go on, which will add nothing to the real understanding, because my question was, when life started? Not on Earth. Okay, these bacteria are coming from Mars. How did it start in Mars or somewhere else? We don't know. But we know it's still here. When your childhood finished, You forgot about it. You preferred to pretend you are a grown-up, because physically you were growing up. Right? And necessarily, mentally you don't. You could. Possibility is there to add something to the equation. Okay? So let's go back to the forest. That's why there is a forest in me. Because from the first spark of life is here. The representative, not me. Those bacteria in me. Those little animals living in my head. You know that there are animals over there that you cannot remove. You don't know why, but if you remove them, you will lose your health. We don't know what they do. They are microscopic and they are there. Open your eyes and see the complex. Simplification is good at the beginning of understanding only. Right? But if you remain in that state of simplification, you will be, whatchamacallit in English, backwarded?
Retarded?
Retarded.
Ignorant.
All that. Because you are changing, not changing. The things are being added to you, right? That's why we are here. I'm sitting here to try to use the method Master made to add something to you. That's why at the beginning we said, wait a minute, we will tell you honestly what we are going to do with you and what you have to do. What you have to do? Listen, the thing you don't know how. Listen. I'm not talking about my voice going in your ears. That's physical happening. Listen. You need to listen to understand what are we going to add to this forest. First of all, in this forest, we discovered that the master of this forest is intelligence and knows all the rules, but doesn't like the exceptions, and that's what we are talking about. So you are trying to absorb some exceptional things, which are exception to the rule and routine of that jungle, which is animal life. We have the animal life. All of you, you have it. You don't have to work for it. Any of you ever tried to control your breath? Do you think about it? Your life depends on that mainly and first, right? The breath. How many breaths you took without noticing it? That's the animal life. Somebody is doing it. Somebody is organizing your heart. Something is happening to you always. We want you to be attentive to know what's going inside. First eight stories, which I believe first time I called it analysis of human being. Now let's know it about a flashlight to show the corners of you to you. First was intelligence. That intelligence rules because it is there. And if you don't wake up, it's always there. If you don't wake up to humanity, you will go on like an animal, right? A beautiful one, okay, if you prefer. But it's an animal life.